I said, well, now, he would be one sure that what happened, something like this. Mm-hmm. But these were surprising. When I asked him, he said, he helped me this year, and he said, I'd be ready to help you next year, you see. Mm-hmm. So there's always new ones that come in. I reach way out and get different people, and we've been able to do this. This is a big job. We had to cook 800 pounds of fish.
Yeah.
See, fry 800 pounds of fish. We had to dress them. But then again, it's really inspiring. We dress these fish on Friday. I get the word out. I said, now, I have a man to go get them. Well, you know, it's plain. Go get the fish and ice them down. I said, now, here we are, 800 pounds of fish. You'll never get these things. It's always, you always wonder where you are going to get it done or not until it's over. And then when you see people coming with knives and pans to help, this is just a blessing in itself. Well, we get the fish dressed, you see. Mm-hmm. And then that night we come up with something different. We had this possum queen contest. Now let me tell you something about that. I know I'm getting away around, but I feel like that this can be helpful with anybody, anywhere, not just here. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We had this possum queen contest, and we had the age limit to 30 above. See, this gives people an opportunity in this area, right here, to, compete for, say, a beauty time. It was really not that. Now, what I did here, because 30 or above, well, you get to an age in that there's not many queens really anymore at that age. And then I said that we would not have a tape measure. We were hunting it. We didn't want any dimensions. You see what I'm talking about? That wouldn't be part of it. It was still our fun day we had here.
Mm-hmm.
That you'd get so many points for the costume, so many points for the talent, how you made the people laugh is what was after. Mm-hmm. See that? And then what you'd do, how you'd respond to a question that was asked primarily about a possum. And then you got 5 points, I think it was, for a possum recipe, you know, how you'd cook a possum.
Uh-huh.
We had the most fun thing. Our ballpark was filled up the night we had this possum queen contest.
What questions can you ask about a possum?
Well, somebody asked, what would you do if you picked up the phone and there was a possum on the other end, you know? So some woman told me she'd make love with that possum. Yeah, well, I mean, it was really interesting. It turned out to be a lot of fun. And then we had an old boy in the community here. He's just a clown. I mean, he's got a real good personality, and he's just a type. He's comical, you know?
Uh-huh.
So we got him to be master of ceremonies, and he added a lot to it, you see. He dressed mm-hmm. up. But it turned out real good. And then here was another age group that was able to participate, you see.
Mm-hmm. How big is this community? Is it a very old community?
Yes, it's... I don't remember now. I believe it was, I got the record on it, but I can't remember right off. I don't study much about the history of it. But it was named after Wausau, Wisconsin.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There was a man by the name of Glenn that come down here. Wait a minute. I don't want you to run your tape. You may be getting something here that you're not looking for, but you could save your tape. But maybe I can find that. And if I have, maybe I can give you a copy of it. I've got some history. We've had Senator Gurney, Edward Gurney, U.S. Mm-hmm. Senator here. We've had Bob Sykes. We've had a number of state dignitaries. I wanted to see if I had a copy of the history of this. Look at that, that's appearing in the Pensacola paper on the front page. The Wausau Flash, see this big gopher?
Uh-huh.
Now that's what we call a gopher around here. You know, I think the encyclopedia got something, got hair on my tail. You know. That's what I was talking about the other day.
Uh-huh.
And while I'm searching for this, and getting back